Join me in prayer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercy shown to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your presence with us here today. We recognize, Lord Jesus, you are among us. We thank you for your leadership in our lives through all the situations and circumstances. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd. And we praise you for it today. Thank you for your leadership and thank you for your grace and your mercy to us all the days of our life. We sing praise to you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Good to see all of you today. I'm Pastor Mike. We're honored to have you. If you're here with us as a guest, welcome to our 10:30 service. And may the Lord bless you. Those of you who are watching us online, we always want to say hello to you. And we miss you. We pray for those of you who cannot be with us, but you let us know that you're listening. And may the Lord bless you. I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 23 today. Psalm 23 is, as we're continuing to talk about this very important theme of hope in despair. Now, I'm speaking to you as Pastor Mike, and I want you to hear me these days. We gave you a card a few weeks ago. They're still around the church. I hope you keep it in your Bible, keep you with it. It'll give you an idea of where we're going each week. As we talk about this theme, despair, it pushes us down. It causes us to be downcast. It causes us to feel a pressure and an anxiety and distress in our minds. It troubles us. It stirs us. It keeps us from being where we ought to be with God and questioning and doubting God's grace and His love for us. And so today we come to Psalm 23, probably one of the most familiar chapters in the Bible, both to those who are Christians and those who are not. Psalm 23 is quoted and used in a number of ways in the world as a thoughtful reminder about God, even though the majority of people in the world do not consider that there is a God. It's come to be a popular thing in our world. Similar to the Lord's Prayer, as it's sometimes called. Psalm 23, however, is for believers in Jesus Christ. It is the Psalm of David. These six verses say so much to us today about hope in despair. Today we listen to hope speak in this psalm. We've looked at a number of psalms already that describe the despair of despair. Now we see hope speaking in despair. That's why perhaps this is such a wonderful, famous psalm. It has such a hopefulness to it. And so I hope you'll follow with me today and think with me about this. No matter how many times you've read this psalm, no matter how much you've memorized it and thought about it, let's ask God to give us, by the help of the Holy Spirit, a freshness to receive these wonderful truths in our life. Well, let's read Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words. We pray that you would bless the reading of your word today. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. When you are in despair, remember that Jesus Christ is your shepherd. When you are in despair, remember that Jesus Christ is your shepherd. So we have these many different ways that God describes himself as caring for believers. He is our Savior, he is our Lord, he is our Redeemer, but he is also our shepherd. Just like a shepherd cares for sheep. Though most of us here are not familiar with shepherding in detail, we are still somewhat in a farming community, so we understand and appreciate shepherding perhaps more than others. What I want you again to see here today is the hopefulness that comes in life. Hope has a confession. Hope has praise. And hope speaks of rest. And those are the three observations that I'd like for you to see today. Number one, hope confesses that Jesus Christ is my shepherd who always provides. That's what hope confesses. Despair questions whether God's there, like we saw last week. How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? Why am I going through this? What is the circumstance? And we discovered that the love of God is given to us in all of our circumstances. Hope confesses Jesus Christ as our shepherd who provides for us. Hope praises Jesus Christ as the shepherd who's always present, always providing, always present. And then hope rests in the goodness and love of Jesus Christ, who always protects us in every circumstance. What else do you need, my friend, if you have the Lord Jesus' protection, if you have the Lord Jesus' presence, if you have the Lord Jesus' protection? You see, that's what we have here. And so we read these words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Literally, the Hebrew language reads, "I lack nothing." You see, that's what we say in all of our circumstances. Some of you are up against it today in your life. This is what I'm trying to do with you as your pastor, teach you to use this wonderful resource of the Psalms in your daily life. You must familiarize yourself with this wonderful prayer book and praise book of God's people. It must be your regular place you turn. I would encourage you to read a psalm a day. Read one psalm a day. Just start at the beginning, chapter 1. Read all the way through. Read each of these books. There's book 1, book 2, all the way to book 5. Familiarize yourself with these psalms, because sometimes when you don't know what to pray, you pray these words. Sometimes when you don't know how to express yourself to God, you don't understand what God is doing, you go to these words. They help us in all the circumstances of our life. So all of our young people and all of our boys and girls, learn to read the Psalms. Spend time in the Psalms. Speak these words to God as you pray. They'll be of great comfort, and the Holy Spirit will take these words and calm you and encourage you and help you when you're living through some of the riddles and troubles and mysteries of life. So first, hope confesses. This is the confession of hope. The Lord is my shepherd. He's not just the Lord is a shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd. Hope declares, this is true for me. I need a shepherd. I wander off. I go other places. I'm distracted. I move away from the things that are important spiritually. The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd brings us back. A shepherd takes care of wandering sheep. He looks out for us. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. The Lord is my shepherd. This is what you say. This is what I say. As a believer in Jesus Christ, I lack nothing because Jesus Christ is not only my Lord, not only my Savior, but the Lord is my shepherd. And when I have the Lord Jesus, I have everything that I need. The Lord Jesus said, I know my sheep and I give them eternal life. Paul said, my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Peter said, By the divine power of God, He has granted to us everything we need for life and godliness. You see, the believer says, regardless of our circumstances and our emotional condition, whether we're in distress, despair, disappointment, worry or fret or joy, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. That is the confidence of the believer. He is our pastor, He is our guardian. That's the way Peter said it. Peter said, you as believers, we all, were continually straying like sheep, but now we have returned to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. Look, there is one who looks out for you when you don't pay attention in your own life. There's one who knows the dangers coming before you. There's one who is with you through all the circumstances of life. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, our shepherd, but He's our high priest. He is the one who, He sees your despair and He understands and feels your pain. I don't really know if we believe these theological truths. I don't know if we really take them to heart that there is truly someone in heaven beyond time and space who feels what you're going through. But that's what the Word of God says. He Himself was tempted in that which He suffered. He is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. He is the one who sympathizes. He feels, He knows the various struggles and pains that you are having in your life today. He knows how you feel. He understands despair. He understands sorrow. He understands grief. He knows what it is to live in this world of despair. So hope confesses, Jesus Christ is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing because He always provides. And then hope praises here. Notice we move from verse 1 to 2 all the way through verse 5. We have some interesting words. We have hope praising the Lord Jesus, not only for His provisions. Let's look at them first. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Notice the pronoun, he. That is, the shepherd makes me lie down. The shepherd leads me beside quiet waters. The shepherd restores my soul. The shepherd guides me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil for you. And then he breaks into prayer. Hope praises God, praises the Lord Jesus. You are with me, and your rod, your staff, they comfort me, and you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. It moves from He to you. Hope leads us, when we recognize His rich provision in our life, to continually praise the Lord. Now, what about this matter of making us rest? Some of you today are wondering, what is God doing in my life? Why am I going through this period in my life? Why does it seem that everything's stalled? It seems like things ought to be moving. After all, we're people who are busy, busy people. We're wondering, why is it that I seem like I'm on the bench? Why does it seem like that I'm not going in any direction? He makes me, this is what shepherds do. They make the sheep lie down. They make the sheep stop and rest. For some of you in this room, yes, it is important for you to get a good night's rest, and that is important. But a greater significance is whether you are at spiritual rest. You see, spiritual rest comes regardless of your circumstances. It can be, the arrows can be flying all around, terror all around, despair everywhere, people and all things falling apart, but you can be at peace. The Lord Jesus, the peace that He gives us is His peace. When the storm was on the ship and the disciples were worried about it, don't you care about us? We're about to die in this storm. The Lord was asleep. Peace. The peace of God given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes me He makes me, this is a testimony of hope, He makes me lie down. Some of you, He's making you lie down. It's time for you to rest. Your mind is spinning. You see, despair speeds up your mind. It stirs up your mind. It troubles your mind. I've said this to you before. Worry leads to flurry. Worry leads to busyness. We're going to go faster. If I just go faster, I'll get it done. But worry is a form of despair. And the reality is we're worrying because we're despairing that something isn't going to go right. In our past, something has gone wrong, whatever it may be. The reality is He makes me lie down. He leads me, goes with it. He makes me lie down. He leads me, verse 2, and He restores my soul, and He guides me in the paths of righteousness. This is what a shepherd does. He guides us in the right way. Some of us have lived long enough to know how the Lord Jesus has directed us and guided us. We've understood it and experienced in our life. For those of you who are newer as Christians, you must trust the Lord Jesus as your shepherd. He sends the Holy Spirit to us who leads us. And when we follow the Holy Spirit, the promise is we have life and peace. Now I'm asking you today as a Christian, is this the way you're living? Are you recognizing and living by confessing the Lord is my shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. I don't lack anything. I lack nothing. He's bringing rest. He's bringing leadership. He's restoring my soul. He's guiding me. But then notice there's a transition in verse 4. While the shepherd is doing all this, there come these even those in our life. Boy, I love the Lord Jesus, but even though I love the Lord Jesus, I'm going through, yes, even though. Sometimes Peter calls it a little while, but now the psalmist calls it an even though. Well, I love God even though I'm facing a really hard time. Well, I love Jesus even though it seems like everything is falling apart. Well, I want to walk with God even though I can't get out of this temptation. Even though. Are you living in the even though? It happens to all of us. There's no one here exempt from this. If you follow the Lord Jesus, He is the shepherd who, notice, He leads us beside waters that are quiet, by green pastures. He restores our soul, but He guides us on the path of righteousness, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The Hebrew reads, the valley of dark despair. Dark despair. You wonder what's coming next. You wonder how it's going to all end up. Notice, the shepherd is with us on the path through the valley of the shadow of death. We fear no evil. Because we know the Lord Jesus is our shepherd, He revives us, He guides us, He abides with us, He prepares a table before us. His rod and His staff comfort us. You know, the rod is the rod of protection from the enemies, and the staff is to rescue us. He is the one who protects and rescues us. Because the Lord Jesus is our shepherd and He provides for us, we don't have any fear. That's what this is about. This is removing the mark of fear. What is it that paralyzes you by fear today? Is it a person? Is it a circumstance? What is it that you are afraid of today? Fear will unravel your mind. It will cause you such discouragement and unsettledness in your mind. It happens to the young and the old. Old people aren't the only ones who get afraid. All people get afraid. I will fear even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. You are with me. You see, hope praises the permanent presence of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, to all of us who are believers. This is a testimony of hope in despair. I'm going to exchange my fear for hopefulness because God is present with me. I lack nothing because the Lord Jesus provides everything I need. I lack nothing because the Lord is permanently present in my life. Look, this is something you must learn to do. What did the old writer call it? Practicing the presence of God. You know he's with you always if you're a believer. He's always with you. He goes with you everywhere you go. Practicing the presence of God. When you're sitting in that place where you never thought you'd be, going through one of the hardest times in your life, the Lord said, I am with you. I am with you always. I'm not just with you in the happy times. I'm not just with you in the joyful times. I'm with you in the darkest of times. I'm with you in the despairing times, in the worrisome times. Whatever is coming in your life, the Lord Jesus said, I am with you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for because you are with me. When I have the presence of the Lord Jesus by the blessed Holy Spirit pouring out the love of God in my heart, no, affirming and reminding me that I belong to Him and that there is a wonderful joy of being loved by God and being a child of God, I'm able to praise even as I walk through dark valleys. They'll come in your life. The challenge for us in the church is to remind young and old alike that whatever valleys you go through, He is with you in those valleys. And many of us can testify to the fact that He has been with us through many, many dark valleys. He is present. I lack nothing because He provides what I need. I lack nothing because He is always with me and present. But then we have another transition, verse 6. Surely. Now hope begins to rest. There's a restfulness in verse 6. Now I wanted to take just a moment to elaborate on this. Surely, notice the transition. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there was a transition, but now we have another. Surely, the Hebrew literally means certainly. Certainly. Certainly, goodness, this is a surety. This is assurance. You see, hope is assurance. Hope is rest, restful confidence. This is hope in despair I'm describing. Psalm 23 is a description of hope in despair. Hope confesses that the Lord provides. Hope praises the Lord's presence always, so fear goes away. And hope rests in the goodness and the loving kindness, chesed is the word. It's translated, as we talked about last week, in a number of ways. The New American Standard translates it loving kindness. Many translate it mercy, all the same. You see, there's a rest here, my friends, because we can confidently rest in the fact that the Lord Jesus gives us His lifelong goodness and His love, His gracious goodness and gracious love are with us always. I want you to think about that. The world doesn't think like that. You see, this is about the future, verse 6. Verse number 4 was about the present. Verse number 6 is about the future. Here's the certainty of the future. The certainty of the future is that the graciousness of God's goodness and the graciousness of His love. These graces. Goodness, God's graciousness, and God's gracious goodness and God's gracious loving kindness follow us all the days of our life. This is a promise for all of you for your future. What do you have to look forward to? What do you have to look forward to? Goodness and loving kindness all the days of your life. Oh no, someone says, you don't know what's following me, Pastor Mike. You see, despair says, trouble follows me. Despair says, bad things are coming upon me. Despair says, God's left you along the way. You're going to have to figure it out on your own. Despair says, surely badness and loss will follow me all the days of my life. That's what the world says. That's what the world worries about. The believer who knows and experiences a walk with the Lord Jesus Christ says, "The Lord is my shepherd, even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He provides for me. I don't fear anything. And goodness and loving kindness are following me." Do you feel like somebody's following you today? Maybe we should use the other word. The Hebrew word is actually to pursue. Surely goodness and loving kindness will pursue me all the days of my life as I'm moving along, following the Holy Spirit. What's pursuing me? What's pursuing me? Oh, it's enemies. They're coming to get me. They're going to hurt me. They're going to pull me down. The devil's going to get me. The demons are going to pull me down. Who's going to get me? Who's pursuing me? Goodness and the love of God are pursuing me. And just the time I need goodness and I need the love of God, they are there to help me in whatever circumstance I go through. How will I prepare, Pastor Mike, for what I don't know? When I think about the future, I go into despair. But you've forgotten. The Lord is your shepherd. You don't have to be afraid. He provides. He is present with you. And because of that, He's left you two lifelong companions, His goodness and His loving kindness for all the days of your life. These are those who travel with you today. So there's rest. And then there's a future confidence that what we experience in the goodness, see, this is what's happening. In my life today in the world, I'm experiencing just a taste of the love of God and the goodness of God, which will be mine forever in heaven. Verse 6, and there's a conjunction. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not just now, but the future. You see, Psalm 23 and verse number 6 is a way for you to set your mind on things above. There's nothing but love and goodness ahead for every Christian in this room. You say, "Pastor Mike, there are Christians being killed all over the world. There's nothing but loving kindness and goodness that follows the Christian all the days of their life. In sickness, in pain, in rejection, in loss, goodness and loving kindness pursue us." You see, you'll never know the goodness and loving kindness of God until you've had trouble. Did you know that? See, that's what makes loving kindness and goodness so good as our companions. Because when we're surrounded by trouble, we also experience, because this is God's way. The shepherd provides His presence, His protection, and also His provision. Goodness and loving kindness are yours for a lifetime. I want you to think about this today as I finish. I want you to think about how much God has been good to you. Did we just sing that? All my life, you have been faithful. Some of us sing that as old Christians. Some of us are singing that as new Christians. But you see, that'll be your song all your life, and it will also be your song in heaven forever. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, who has given us redemption, salvation in Jesus Christ. Worthy is the Lamb. But look, God's given you a lifelong experience of His love. Are you living in the love of God? This is what I'm seeking to appeal to you to have. You see, despair is a real experience. But so is hope in God, a real experience. Do you feel the love of God? Do you sense His promise? Do you see and are you aware of His wonderful blessing in your life as your shepherd? Psalm 65:4 says, "How blessed is the one whom you choose and bring to dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple." What do we remember today as we go? Well, the Lord Jesus always provides for your needs. Give thanks for the Lord's permanent presence in your life. Practice it today. He is with you. He's with you when you wake up. He's with you all during the day. He's with you when you go to sleep. He's with you while you're sleeping. The Lord's goodness and love are your companions for all of life. Live in the joy, live in the fullness and confidence that the goodness and love of God are your companions all the way through this world. And get ready, because what awaits all of us as believers when we go into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven is eternal goodness and love forever. There is pleasure in heaven because of the love and goodness of God toward all who believed. The Lord is my shepherd, hope says, and I don't lack anything. Amen. To the praise of the glory of His grace, the Lord is near to the door. My prayer for all of my brothers and sisters is you can say with hope these words.